And it appears that flight check-in services are suspended at Hong Kong's international airport as protests continue into their fifth day. All departing flights from Hong Kong's international airport were canceled for a second straight day Tuesday after pro-democracy demonstrators once again took over the facility's main terminal. The UN has been watching, and now it weighs in. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva for VOA.
UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is voicing concern about the escalating violence in Hong Kong and worries about it spiraling out of control. She is urging protesters to express their grievances peacefully and not to resort to violence or the destruction of property. Bachelet, however, is urging Hong Kong authorities to refrain from hard-nosed tactics. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says the High Commissioner is alarmed by the methods used by the security forces that are both dangerous and forbidden.
OHCHR has reviewed credible evidence of law enforcement officials employing less lethal weapons in ways that are prohibited by international norms and standards.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The unprecedented shutdown of one of the world's busiest airports was an extension of the street protests that have gripped the Chinese territory for more than 2 months. The Trump administration announced a new policy Monday that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The new policy will take effect on October 15, 2019. The acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says this is meant to adjust to avoid situations where people are dependent on public benefits. VOA News. A man with a history of mental illness is in custody on charges of killing one woman and injuring another in a knife-wielding rampage in downtown Sydney Tuesday.